Easier Chromebook login, calculating mortgage, more lollipops, and more. This is the Android Realm Podcast, episode number 218, Useful Lollipops. So, welcome back to the episode, everybody. Your host, as always, Headphones Neil here. A lot of good updates for this week, a lot of them Android 5 related, so I'll jump right into it. And a few other random updates as well to provide an update. So this week's episode is a bunch of headlines, app news, and devices as always, and then I'll round it out with a Chromebook / Android feature review. So with that, I will jump right into it, and we'll get through this week's episode. So to start it off with some headlines, ROM developer Paranoid Android has released their first alpha for their ROM built on Android 5 Lollipop. So if you head on over to their website, you'll see some supported devices that are available already. Not all devices are there just yet, so I'm figuring that it's going to be a slow rollout. These are just devices that are supported at the moment, so if you like the features that they bring, then definitely check it out. For those of you who use Adblock to block ads on all websites that you visit, whether it's for the most part on your desktop or desktop browser, there are ways on your mobile site, but there are a few companies at the moment, Google and Facebook to name two, who want to pay Adblock to not have their ads blocked by Adblock, so kind of a counterintuitive measure of what the ad block service provides. So they kind of want to make their ads be known as safe ads rather than intrusive. So we'll see exactly what happens with that. I didn't see too much new news as far as what happened since that news broke. So it may not even be a story, but that was a story circulating this week that may happen. For me, it's kind of self-defeating that if someone's using Adblock to block ads everywhere, that's how it should be, but maybe it would be also an acceptable tool to have or select companies or known companies' ads be an option to have a toggle for, to say, for example, that Google ads are safe, so do you want to see them or not see them? And same thing along the lines of maybe Facebook and other reputable sites to have that as a list. Or maybe even a special list just to list what ads are not going to be blocked. This week, YouTube was seen to get not an update, but they're working on a new feature where you can select a different angle for viewing a video. So let's say you're watching a concert or a speech or a presentation or anything like that, then multiple viewing angles could be selected to change your point of view or just view it from an angle that may work better for you. Google search got a couple of updates this week. One is that you can now do a search for monthly payments. So if you're considering getting a mortgage or you want to estimate how much, if you can afford certain monthly payments, then Google search can do that for you. Essentially, all you have to do is start a search with how much can I borrow at X dollars a month. X is obviously how much you want to borrow, or how much you'll need, or how much you can pay every month, and it'll give you the breakdown of interest rates and total payments and all of that good stuff, so you get a general idea of that. You can adjust the number of years for the term, and then also the end value, and then adjust your monthly payments as well. So you can play around with the figures a little bit and see exactly how much it would come to, and if it's something that's worth or in your budget, or see exactly what kind of budget you would need. The other update is you can now, and it's something that I have started reading right around the time I started recording the podcast, but you can now get badges in Google search for reviewing local businesses, so that, and then you get a badge for every restaurant you list, and then it shows up in Google search as well. So over this week, I'll try and take a look at it a little bit more, and I have more information for next week, but look out for that update coming soon in Google search, and also enabling it for yourself in case you want to become a reviewer. Last week, I may have mentioned the story, but I wasn't sure if it was, I didn't see too much on it, but I heard, or over this week, I heard more about it. But if you wanted to use the features of Google Earth Pro but couldn't afford their price tag, I believe it's around $399 or $499, Their features have now gone for free, so you do need to request a code, and you do need a supported operating system. So, but when you go to Google Earth, you can get all, or the Google Earth website, you can get all of those instructions and find out how to get those features. But they are now free, so you can get that much more features as far as using it for personal purposes or and doing things like embedding Google Earth places on your website. For those of you who have been considering getting a domain through Google Domains and have been holding out for just the right one, they have added the .how domain. So let's say you wanted to start a site on teaching people how to do things or tutorials or anything like that. They have released the .how domain just for this purpose. So you can now have, for example, teacher for videos.how, if, for example, don't quote me on that. But take it if you want it. So you can set up a website with a .how domain just so you, it's that much more applicable of a domain. Google and Twitter reached a deal this week, or at least have been rumored to reach a deal, where Twitter posts or tweets will now show up on Google results, and it's pushed to Google by Twitter rather than Google pulling the results from Twitter. So it's more of Google allowing, or Twitter allowing Google to have their tweets show up, and rather than not being an automated pull from Google, Twitter will share that information that way. So look out for that. It should be something that comes soon, but it is still rumored. But a lot of people have started reporting it, so we'll see exactly when it rolls out. And finally, Google and Mattel will be hosting an event on, or a product event on February 13th. It looks like, or at least based on the invitation, it looks like there will be a new product collaboration. So we'll see exactly what that is. But that is next Friday for the February 13th, as I mentioned, in case you guys want to look out for it. As far as some app news for this week, Action Launcher was updated to version 3.2. It now re-adds the quick page that was a feature as part of Action Launcher version 2. So it is definitely something I know that is a useful feature for me, especially as far as putting most used or certain icons and a widget there. Just so it's something on the side, and it leaves my home screen free for the gestures that are supported in Action Launcher 3. So definitely get that update. I didn't see the beta part of the prior version as far as being able to open the quick page on any screen. So we'll see if that's something that comes soon, but at least for me, I basically just wanted the quick page so I could have the most used widgets and app icons put there and have it at a quick swipe. For those of you who have a OnePlus One or are maybe considering using the OnePlus Oxygen OS ROM, they are working to integrate SwiftKey into their ROM. It's a deal that was supposedly reached this week, so look out for that. So rather than having the Google keyboard, this is the SwiftKey equivalent. For those of you who use CM apps to install CyanogenMod apps on your non-CyanogenMod device, it got an update this week to now detect your Android version. So if an app is not compatible with your version of Android, it will tell you, or I believe it should also be able to select automatically which version will work. For those of you who have been waiting or holding off on upgrading to Lollipop or wanted to use a Titanium backup with your Lollipop-based device, it got updated to version 7 to now add that support and also support or have its integration and support for a super user on CyanogenMod 12, so you should have fewer issues there. If you use Microsoft's lock screen called Picture S, it got updated to now import the daily Bing picture, so you should see that wallpaper now as a part of your lock screen every day, or get updated every day. For those of you who use Feedly or have been looking for an app that uses a material or uses a material design in their news and RSS app, Feedly released a blog post this week that outlines an update that's coming soon that will have a full-on material design implementation there. developers, I forget exactly how many were part of the team, but they outlined exactly how they're revamping the app to include material design, how it's being implemented, and how they're using the new Android guidelines to implement the updates for Feedly into Android 5. For those of you who've been using VLC or have been waiting for a more stable version of the app, its stable version got released into Google Play this week, so look out for that. And finally, for you Game of Thrones fans, Season 2, The Lost Lords was released at Google Play. It is available via in-app purchase, so you do need the first chapter installed from my understanding of it. I haven't had a chance to install it myself, but that is in any case available for download and installation. But that is all for that, so with that I'll jump right into the device news. So to start it off, if you have an ARM-based Chromebook, it got an update to now allow Google Play Music uploading. So I know for me, I do have this version of a Chromebook, so I have not been able to do audio uploads or music uploads, so I still need to play around with it. So once I do, I'll see if it works. But I know the app itself got updated, so it's something I just need to do and try out. But for those of you on the ARM-based Chromebook, definitely check it out and make sure you get that update. For those of you who have a Motorola Droid Bionic, it started getting its CyanogenMod 12 nightly, so if you've wanted a more stock experience, then definitely check that out. Or if you've wanted to try a CyanogenMod itself, then definitely look out for that. A couple of Samsung Galaxy S Lollipop updates this week as well. So if you have a Samsung Galaxy S5 on Verizon or a Samsung Galaxy S4 in Russia, they started getting the Android 5 Lollipop update, so definitely keep hitting your update button for that. And finally, the HTC One M7 Developer and Unlocked Edition started getting their Android 5 update, so look out for that in case you still have a HTC One M7. By chance, I actually do have that, but I've already put CyanogenMod 12 on it just so I have a stock Android, or as close to stock experience, and no Sense as well, so, or none of the Sense UI as well. So, if in any case, if you don't want to root and ROM your phone, or that's just not your thing, then look out for that if you have those two particular versions. But that's all there is for that, so after the short break, I will jump into this week's feature review. So let's say you are using Google Play Music on your Chromebook or on your Android device, or you're using Pocket to listen to an article, or you have any new device and you want to get the best possible quality sound, then be sure to visit our friends over at Tweaked Audio. They have 7 great styles and 7 great colors, so they'll have that look and feel that suits your needs. And all of their headphones are also noise reducing, so you hear more of what you're listening to and less of the outside world. So whether you're listening to podcasts or listening to music or watching videos or anything like that, then you'll hear more of what you're listening to, less of the outside world. So be sure to visit geek-io.net/tweaked and use the promo code TWEAKED at checkout. So not only will you get a great pair of headphones, you'll also save some money as well. And to be more specific, you'll save about 1/3 off your order when you use the promo code. And you'll also show your support for the Android Realm podcast and the Geek.io network of shows. So we thank them for their support, and we hope you show them your support as well. So be sure to visit geek-io.net/tweaked and use the promo code GEEK at checkout. So with that, I will jump into this week's feature review, which is a feature that was announced at the time of Android 5 announcement, and that is a feature called Smart Lock. So let's say you do have a Chromebook and you do have a device running Android 5 Lollipop, then you can now, after setup, use your Android device to unlock your Chromebook. So what you'll need to start is Chrome OS 40 and above. If you had an update in the past at least 1 week or later, then you should be good, but make sure you're on version 40 or above. You'll also need an Android device with Android, as I said, 5 or higher. Both devices need to be on the same Wi-Fi network and have Wi-Fi enabled, and both devices need to have Bluetooth turned on and available as well for this to work. So from there, you'll start the smart locks to set up on your Chromebook by going into settings and then showing advanced settings. And you'll see a section. It's kind of easy to miss, but look for smart lock. Currently it's labeled as smart lock beta, but you should see that section. And then you'll start the setup. Before you continue with the setup on your Chromebook, you'll need to make sure that Bluetooth is discoverable on your Android device. So I just had the Bluetooth settings already open. I enabled the discovery mode, and then I started the setup on my Chromebook. It found it pretty quickly. I mean, it depends on the speed of your devices, but it found it relatively quickly. And then you'll get a passcode match window, so you'll make sure that the same passcode shows up on your Chromebook and Android device that you want to pair. Once it's verified, you'll basically hit next or continue. And they're paired. So now when you turn on your Chromebook, whether it's from full boot or from the sleep mode, if your Android device that's paired is nearby, you'll see a little scanning circle show up under your profile picture. And if it finds your device and it verifies it, you just have to click on that. It'll say click to enter, and that's it. It'll unlock your Chromebook. If someone unlocks your Chromebook, let's say it's not you, or whether it's you, it doesn't matter, but you'll also get a notification though on your Android device that's paired that says that your Chromebook has, or smart lock has unlocked a Chromebook. So you know that if, let's say whether it's not, it's you, you'll know that it was unlocked that way. So let's say you left your phone is in the area and someone else unlocks it, you'll still get that notification, but you'll know that that's what happened, and that's about it. So as I mentioned, it does need to be on this, or both devices need to be on the same Wi-Fi network, and the device has to be, your Android device has to be in range of Chromebook or your Chromebook for this to work. But so far it's worked pretty well. I had an issue only once, I believe, where it didn't want to unlock. I think it might be related to how soon it was unlocked prior, but since then I haven't had that same issue, so it might have just been a one-time thing. But in any case, so far it's worked pretty well, and it's pretty nifty. As long as my phone is in my pocket, for example, I can unlock my Chromebook. I don't have to enter my password every single time. So it's definitely a feature worth checking. I'll have a link in the show notes so you guys can see the full write-up on that and a few screenshots as far as a walkthrough on what the important feature or important steps look like and all of that good stuff. But overall, it's pretty straightforward. Doesn't require much. It doesn't really require any advanced knowledge for that part. It does require going into your settings on your Chromebook and your Bluetooth discovery mode, but that is really the hardest part about all of that. So if you don't mind doing that, then you should have very little issue. But in any case, if you have any questions, comments, concerns, or anything like that, you can always email me at headphonesneil@yahoo.com. You can leave me a voicemail at 714-451-6574. And you can find me on Twitter at PatelN01. Of course, you can always find this show and more shows on the Geek.io network by visiting geek-io.net. And of course, if you want to help this network expand and or support us contributors, you can find us on Patreon at patreon.com/geekio. All of the levels, or support levels, are there to check out, so definitely do check that out if you're so inclined. But that is all for this particular episode. Thanks for tuning in, and until next time.